Après plus de 42 ans en tant que médecin à Peace River, bénévole et visionnaire au sein de sa communauté, Dr. Karen Lundgaard a remporté le Rhapsody Physicians Award. On écoute Jonathan Cook, directeur des communications et du marketing de Rural Health Professionals Action Plan, nous parler du prix.
So the RPAP Awards program was launched 20 years ago with the introduction of the Rural Physician Award. And the Rhapsody Award program, as it is now known, has since grown to include the Community Award and the Healthcare Heroes Award. We know that one of the most important means of retaining health professionals in rural Alberta is recognizing the amazing work that they do. And the Rhapsody Awards provide an opportunity for rural Alberta communities to do that, and also for us here at RPAP to recognize communities that are excelling at attracting and retaining their healthcare professionals.
Ce prix reconnaît sa contribution dans le milieu de la santé en région. Son service inestimable ne peut être ignoré. Écoutons la mairesse de Peace River, Elaine Manzer, nous parler de sa nomination.
Our Peace Regional Healthcare Attraction and Retention Committee, we actually nominated her. Karen, in the past few years, has been quick on the uptake of nominating other physicians within our community. But this year we got in first before she had an opportunity and we nominated her. So we had over, 30 plus supporting letters from various people and groups in the town of Peace River, as well as our three surrounding municipalities, MD of Peace, County of Northern Lights, and Northern Sunrise County, that all, wrote supporting letters for her nomination. And we were very pleased to be able to do that, and we thought it was very deserving.
Alors que Dr. Lundgaard a tendance à nominer d'autres médecins pour ce genre de prix, cette année, les membres du comité Peace Regional Healthcare Attraction and Retention Committee l'ont devancé. Parmi ses contributions dans la communauté, Dr. Karen Lundgaard a assisté à la naissance de plusieurs enfants, Manzer estime d'environ 2500 bébés. Elle faisait de petites courtes pointes qu'elle donnait à plusieurs bébés à leur sortie de l'hôpital. De plus, Lundgaard a eu plusieurs idées innovatrices lors de nouveaux projets. Par exemple, dans les années 2000, lors de la construction de l'hôpital à Peace River, Lundgaard a proposé qu'un coin de la salle de soins intensifs soit divisé en 6 compartiments pour mieux accueillir les patients. Puis, c'était son idée de faire en sorte que l'hôpital soit près de l'établissement de soins de longue durée. Pendant plusieurs années, elle a contribué à la mise en place de la Rotary House, un établissement dans lequel les médecins suppléants peuvent être logés dans la région. Elle a aussi fait partie du Peace Regional Healthcare Attraction and Retention Committee. On écoute Manzer.
She's shown young physicians that it is possible to have a good career in Northern Alberta, small town Alberta. Family life is still possible, as well as a good career.
Son engagement au sein de ce comité a permis à plusieurs jeunes médecins de découvrir la région de Peace River. Du point de vue communautaire, elle a longtemps fait du bénévolat à la maison d'hébergement pour femmes battues et à l'association des guides et éclaireuses, mieux connue sous le nom de Girl Guides. Ce ne sont que quelques exemples parmi plusieurs qui démontrent l'engagement de Dr. Lundgaard à travers les années. Écoutons Jonathan Cook.
Dr. Lundgaard's nomination stood out because of the sheer scope of her engagement in the community over the course of her life. You know, she grew up in Peace River, came back to practice there after her medical training, and then over the course of her very long career, she's worn a lot of hats. You know, in addition to being a doctor, she's been a teacher, a volunteer, a leader, an advocate, a recruiter, and a community builder. You know, one of the members of our award selection committee noted that there really is no part of healthcare in Peace River that she hasn't touched. So despite the immense impact that she's had on the medical side of things, she's remained incredibly involved as a community volunteer outside of medicine. And as we've learned from the many letters of support that we received from the community, Dr. Lundgaard has a gift for bringing people together and making them feel part of that larger community.
Assurément, ce prix lui est bien mérité. Jonathan note qu'il est important de reconnaître le travail des professionnels de la santé pour justement les encourager à continuer et rester dans les communautés rurales.
It's obviously it's important to recognize the work of these health professionals because the health professionals are in high demand everywhere. And it's not just in Alberta, it's a national issue. Every province is facing the same issue. So, you know, one of the key ways that communities have to retain their health professionals is to recognize their efforts. And, especially after the last few years with COVID and the grueling schedules that healthcare providers have had to undertake, you know, it's more important than ever to recognize the contributions made by rural health professionals to the quality of life in our rural Alberta communities. And, as this year's list of award recipients attests, there are some incredible people doing phenomenal work in healthcare out there in rural Alberta.
Quand ce genre de prix reconnaît le travail des professionnels de la santé, cela les encourage à continuer leur travail essentiel. Au sein de la communauté de Rivière-la-Paix, Dr. Lundgaard sert d'exemple. Elaine Manzer la félicite.
Congratulations to Karen and hope that she carries on working here for a while and maybe doesn't retire quite as soon as she was thinking of. It's good for us, maybe not so much for her, but we wish her and her husband Gerald the best and thank her for her work in our community.
Il ne faut plus qu'espérer que le travail de Dr. Lundgaard serve d'inspiration pour recruter et encourager les professionnels de la santé à rester en milieu ruraux. Justine Dubrulle, Nord-Ouest FM. Ce reportage est rendu possible grâce à l'initiative de journalisme local.